Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Brothers.
Oh, God.
Sisters. Let me tell you about what transpired in the dungeons beneath the Fae Circle. Lord have mercy. What a tale we have today.
No, Chisk, you'll love this.
Can I get an amen?
Who are you praying to?
Amen!
For our brave adventurers, Gideon, Maeve, Alex, and Chisk, who ventured forth into the darkness to save a lost soul.
I went to this church growing up.
But first, we were blessed. Okay.
He loves it.
All right.
He's having fun.
But, I totally love it. But first, gather round, children, as I tell you what happened. These faithful servants found themselves in a chamber where the unholy worm priests were desecrating the sacred tomb of Sister Tamandi. The very thought brings shivers to my spine. These serpentine blasphemers were attempting to violate her eternal rest, but our heroes, praise be, stood firm against this sacrilege. And what a battle it was, my friends. Sister Ilex, which with her righteous bow struck down those writhing abominations. Brother Gideon wielding his blessed blade. Sister Maeve calling forth the divine light. And Brother Chisk seeking his lost brother with such devotion it brought tears to my eyes.
Praise be!
But the gods work in mysterious ways. Yes, they do. For when our heroes defeated these unholy servants, Sister Tamanzes appeared to them. Hallelujah! And she spoke of the ancient times, of the founding of the Fae Circle. Can I hear a amen?
Hey, amen.
She spoke of three founders, her own self, a Brother Hassan, and Sister Crethetis, who sought refuge from the great mage wars. And they had in their possession a most sacred text, 1/3 of the Viridian Codex. Split into three parts, they are charged with saving their third. And Sister Tamandi, bless her spectral heart, bestowed upon our heroes a sacred dagger, a key to prove their righteous intentions to the other founders. But time was short, for Brother Chisk's sibling Ren had fallen into darkness and needed saving.
Save him, Lord!
Brother Chisk, Brother Ren.
As they pressed onward, the gods guided their steps to another chamber where they encountered a ghostly archer. And though she raised her bow in defense, the sight of Tamandi's dagger stayed her hand. And here, my congregation, is where our tale pauses, for this holy archer has led our heroes to a descending stairway down into the depths where secrets dwell.
We love secrets, Lord.
I love this church. Woo!
Now, can I get an amen for our heroes? Can I get a hallelujah for their righteous quest? And let us all pray that Brother Chisk finds his lost sheep of a brother before it's too late. And now, brothers and sisters, let us pass the collection plate. While the choir sings, shall we gather at the wastes? Let's start our collection with Brother Gideon. Gideon, claim your sins.
Oh, jeez.
I have sinned. I have fallen to the darkness
of pride, of greed, and of gluttony. Is that a sin?
Yeah.
It is.
Is that different?
But especially,
it depends on what
you're saying. Especially, greed.
Right. Greed for sure. That's for sure. And then this is where we reveal the Die Is Cast podcast has a 50 person studio audience.
Hallelujah.
I promise, Gideon has his fingers crossed behind his back. I promise, once we're out of this tomb, I will never sin again.
And I promise.
Sister Maeve, speaking of never sinning again, tell us about Maeve and what she has accomplished this week.
Do you want to know about my sins or do you want to know about my accomplishments? I'm a little bit confused.
Aren't they the same thing?
This is a different kind of church.
I mean, if we're going to go that route, I would probably say, like, pride, mostly envy is a big one. Big old envy for me. I don't know. I'm jealous of everything and everyone for some reason. Also, I have no money to put on this tithing plate because I'm still not 100% certain on how the currency in this world works. I have plots and clouds, and they're different somehow. I'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Alex won't let us put the platinum on the tithe plate.
Well, who's it going to? You have to look at your sources. Could be going to anybody.
Right. Speaking of going to anybody, let's go to Alex now.
Hello, my sweet duckies. I'm not immune from sinning. No. As we know, I can be subject to vanity, especially when a worm takes a hunk out of my beautiful flank. But I will heal. I will work together with my dear friends here, and we will come together in wholesomeness. Now, yes. I do not think we should be giving our money to this person. We don't know who this is.
Amen.
Yes, thank you very much. This stranger who just said we were in a church all of a sudden. Don't believe everything you hear. And also, here's a worm steak. There you are. You can take that home.
Worm steak, good lord. Beautiful flank, good lord.
What an offering.
All right,
Alex, I need you to know you are so pure of heart that you didn't even pick a real sin. Vanity is not even a real sin. It's just like kind of... It's just like crappy kind of personality trait.
Oh, well, I come from
you
the forest.
You are so good. You are so good.
Well,
are you sure vanity's not?
Now my pride is swelling.
What about
maybe lust? Maybe lust?
Oh, lust is not a sin.
Oh, is she lusty?
Sorry.
I'm not
Diego, enough.
Sorry, guys.
Do we want to talk about my lovers? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I do, actually.
They're all great. I've heard they're all great, good lord.
Excellent, excellent lovers.
Let's move from lovers to Chisk. Chisk. Diego, tell us about Chisk.
Hello.
And his soul-wrenching purpose right now.
My soul-wrenching purpose is to figure out why this priest called my brother a sheep. And also, I think if Chisk had a sin, although I don't think it's a sin. Let's be a real sloth. Sleep is necessary.
Self-care.
Sleep, yes. You know, you need your beauty sleep.
It's because he always rolls the lowest initiative.
Oh, God. I was referring to my sleep patterns, but the lowest initiative also.
Chisk is dabbling in wrath, I would say. There's some wrathful moments.
There's a dabble of wrath,
There's a dabble of wrath, for sure. There's a devil of wrath.
There will be more.
And if we had other companions, we'd probably fill the whole seven deadly sins
at this point. We could get them all.
We could get them all, like Pokemon.
But it's okay,
it would be like
priest,
Inside Out, except terrible.
Our priest here will name all seven deadly sins. Here we go.
Yes. Anyway, Tahuti doesn't agree. But anyway, continue.
Oh, Tahuti doesn't agree. All right.
Yeah.
The seven deadly sins.
Don't look them up.
I can see your eyes wandering to the screen.
I'm not looking them up.
You're looking at your keyboard right
keyboards.
Now.
You're looking at your phone.
No, I'm not.
This is cheating. You tested my boat knowledge episode one.
Share your screen on Riverside right now. Share your screen.
Okay, lust.
He's texting Wolfgang.
Gluttony. Greed. Sloth. Wrath. Envy. And pride.
I can see you reading.
I can see you reading.
Why is gluttony different than greed? Tell me what's
and right.
What?
Isn't it greed has to do with?
Okay, listen. I'm a huge David Fincher fan, and I have seen Seven probably 400 times. greed is different than gluttony. Gluttony is like consumption of food, things, right? Like mostly food.
Capitalism. Yeah.
And greed is like the collection of things, like items or wealth.
Capitalism.
So it's like a difference in consuming versus collecting, as far as I understand. Hoarding versus overindulging.
Anyway, this has been our mini Baptist bonus episode. Thank you very much. We'll see you next
episode. I don't know if you can all tell.
If there are any, like...
We've got quite the religious background here amongst us. We're all super knowledgeable.
When we're not playing, we're praying, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
That's a bumper sticker.
Thanks. I was going to say, I'm going to make stickers.
No, I like it. I like it. All right. So if you guys were to choose a single sin, what would that be for
each? What do you mean choose?
Just pick your favorite.
Well, if you were to define yourself, what's your favorite? What do you think is your character's, not you personally, of course, but your character's favorite sin?
Greed, favorite? For sure. Greed.
Favorite or one lust. That we think we commit?
Lust for Ilex, greed for Gideon.
Greedian.
Greedian.
What about you, Chisk?
Yes,
I'm sort of dabbling.
I lust sloth.
I think is just like chilling, relaxing as much as possible.
Right. Okay.
I'm always trying to sleep.
Maeve.
Envy.
Not wrath.
I think there's wrath in there.
That's not her defining feature, though. It just happens sometimes.
I think.
Well, I remember Mavros was very appreciative.
I really
of your
do.
Wrath.
And, I had to take some time and think about it and pray about it, but I think we finally come to the conclusion that my defining sin is envy.
Stain.
It has
right.
to be.
Listen, if you ask Tahuti, they would say that the worst sin is to not study. So
ignorance.
Get to school. Go learn.
So get to school.
Stay anyway. In school. Don't do drugs.
Ignorance is just kids.
Yeah. Ignorance. Yeah, why
ignorance
isn't that
is
a sin? It should be.
Being a
in
bad
real life.
Person.
I think ignorance is just a different kind of sloth.
Oh, interesting.
Word.
Wow. We're at Bible college.
Okay, we got to
right
save my brother.
Now.
Let's go. Oh, come on.
Yeah, oh
hurry,
my gosh.
We have to find a sheep.
We're
in
really
this tomb.
Drifting away from the podcast.
Who is this?
No.
Who is this ghost woman?
We're drifting away from the podcast to salvation.
Oh.
That's right.
Yes. Probably not. But let's see how it go.
We're just little shrimps drifting towards salvation.
Sleepy shrimps.
Oh, that's cute.
All right. So I'll be
asking you another Spanish saying at the end of the episode the listeners have some context.
You got it.
So you guys are looking at these stairs that head down into the darkness. Are you going to go? Now, there is also in the room that you are currently in, there is also another door. So which direction would you guys like to go?
Well, so this is something we said at the end of the last episode, but I think it was just a hunch on my part. So I'd like to ask Crithetus, do you guys have all three of the thirds of the Viridian Codex, or do you just have one of the three thirds between the three of you?
She tells you that as far as she understands, Hassan just has the one.
So Hassan has
Hassan's
it.
The keeper.
Hassan, yes, designated the keeper.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, well, I think we thought that you had the codex because Tamandi said that you had to keep it safe. But I guess you can keep it safe without being the keeper, huh?
Shit, okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like Rand went into the depths, so I feel like we should just go down the stairs.
We have to go.
I agree.
Oh, you guys.
Now, pardon me, Ghost Archer. Is this dagger that Maeve has, is that going to work on Hassan as well? Is he going to recognize that dagger?
She says that it will.
Great. So yeah, we should hustle, I guess, because the worms didn't know who had the Viridian Codex either, it seems.
Is that why they were here, turning over the tombs, trying to look for it? Miss Archer woman. Excuse me, Miss Crithetus.
Oh. she does not know why the worms were here, because they were all resting in peace before the worms disrupted their rest.
But did they take anything from here when they left?
Uh-huh. Were you buried with anything special?
Oh, yes,
anything,
they were going to
expensive?
Take. Yes, hold on.
just so I know not to steal it, because I'm going to be cleansed after this.
Yeah, gladly.
Don't listen to him. His sin is greed. Listen to me.
All right. Yes, they were after, it seems, they were after her bow.
Ah, but you managed to hold on to it?
She was able to hang on to it.
Yeah, interesting. Do all three of you have a special weapon?
Yes.
This dagger, your bow, what's Hassan's weapon?
Hassan's special item is a staff.
Shit. All right, great. Okay. Well, let's boogie then, right?
Let's boogie.
Right.
Boogie.
We'll be back and ask questions afterwards.
Let's You're find right, that sheet.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just nervous.
Okay.
Can I just make a listening check? I just want to see if I hear any chanting or anything in the distance or where we're going. Also, yes, you guys, I had this thought, but Ren may not be the leader. We keep thinking that he is, but he may not be.
It's true. He could just be high ranking. I mean, everyone is kind of, at least from what I've seen, treating him like an authority figure. But you're right, maybe he's not the big head honcho?
In some ways, that's good, isn't it? Because then we can...
Well, I've been trying to think, and like, nobody has really reacted in a way that tells me that Rend is a high-ranking figure, to be honest. Cool. Well, except for, like, the good people. They've seen him around and, like, be a... Yeah, you're right.
And they're afraid.
I wonder if he's serving Korgeth, if you recognize the symbols from his book. Well, he's serving Korgeth, so the priests might be on, like, at least equal playing field in their minds, to like the priests don't have to listen to Rend. Rend's just the project manager or something.
Sure,
middleman.
Middleman. Fuck.
You're in charge, Chisk. We're not going to hurt him unless you tell us to. We follow your lead, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, friends. Can I listen down the hallway?
Yes, you can. Right down the stairs, you mean?
Yeah, down the stairs. Oh fuck. That's a 10.
No, you don't hear anything distinct. What you smell is the smell of freshly turned earth, but also a undercent of rot.
Oh.
Do I know if this is, like, rot from bodies or from, like, plant material? I would be able to tell the difference.
You would? That's quite the nose. Okay, you could roll your perception as well.
Oop.
Oop.
Oh, I got my writing. 14.
You would scent both of those things. The plant rot would be sort of the earthy smell of the underground, just the natural earthy smell. But yes, based on your past experience, the less than ideal childhood you had growing up, you definitely recognize the scent of rotting bodies.
Okay. Well,
I think we should try and be sneaky.
Into the tombs.
Yes?
Let's try and be sneaky.
Okay. Move slowly. Mm-hmm. Can we make a group stealth check, Kevin?
You certainly can.
Oh, boy.
I'll use my tiny dice because it's so sneaky.
So sneaky.
Just to be extra quiet. Oh, I have disadvantage on stealth. Fuck. Oh, that's good.
And what did you guys end up with your stealth?
Alex got a dirty 20.
Fuck.
Well,
I got a 15.
Okay.
How?
What did you get?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because I rolled a 4.
Oh, Jesus.
I did not do as well as I wanted. I got a 12.
I also got a 12.
Not bad.
And Chisk, you got yours at disadvantage?
Yes. I rolled a 13 and a 17.
Now 12's not bad for disadvantage, Kev.
Disadvantage and a minus 1 to stealth.
Pretty good.
Just like, that's not bad if you want to consider
all the terrible average we've amassed here.
In fact, some might say it is above average.
It is above average for piney clerics wearing heavy armor.
Which there are very few.
That's right. All right. So you head down the stairs. It heads down a fair bit. It's probably about 30 feet down. There is a tiny chamber that's been dug out of the earth. And in the center of the wall opposite you is a stone carving of a massive worm's toothy mouth. Through the mouth is a dark tunnel, and in front of it is a stone altar that's been stained with who knows what.
I do. I'd like to investigate it, please.
Okay.
If it's blood, I know exactly what the fuck it is.
It just feels like coming home for Maeve.
It really does. Maeve's fear level has gone down significantly.
Just tasting the soup.
It just brings back all your memories of kindergarten.
Can I help Maeve? My intention is this, to distinguish between like humanoid blood and worm blood. Yeah. So I'll get some of Ilex's worm steak blood on my hands and see if I can like cross compare with Maeve.
Okay, that's
the
pretty
steak
nuanced.
Has been resting for a while, so
I get my hand in there.
I'm gonna cast guidance in Maeve too.
Okay. Wow. The stakes have gotten much higher suddenly.
Yikes.
For this. Okay, go ahead, Maeve. So you have advantage and guidance.
Nice. Okay, and guidance. Nice.
4.
It was a 4. No. Oh, nice. I'm proficient, you guys. I got a 22.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
So, yes, not only can you tell that there is humanoid blood, you can see that there have been many types of races and many creatures' blood on this stone altar.
You guys, I think this is like a sacrificial altar for sure. Oh. The fact that it's right in front of this big scary maw is kind of telling. Do we want to go?
I'm going to take a look around. Can I see if I can tell when the last person was that came through here? I'm looking for a tracking kind of check.
All right. You can roll me a survival, please.
18.
Yes, you would see that the last person has come through here within the last hour.
Right, we're pretty hot on the trail.
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad because we know that this big worm that we're inside has been here for a while, so that's not necessarily Rand, but it's obviously like why they came here.
Yep.
Do we think this could be a trap?
Absolutely.
But I don't like think a physical trap, I mean.
Well, maybe. I don't think they are aware of us. They're pursuing something else, right? They're not running away from us.
Yeah, you're right.
We haven't let anybody escape as far as I know, so I think we're still good.
What I can tell you between the various investigations is it looks like this place is relatively newly made. So things are at most a couple of weeks, a month old.
I imagine they came here looking for maybe a piece of the codex, or maybe it's because of the Titan corpse that was in this place. And that's why they've been building things here and taking over. He's trying to amass the something building in this spot.
Are there other exits here? Like, can we just keep going past this?
Basically, the mouth fills up the cavern to the north.
That's so where we go. So we go through the mouth.
Through the maw. See, I thought it was like a stone carving, but it's like a... Yeah, I mean...
It is carved around the outside with the teeth of a worm.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Can I check for traps? And see if, like, the teeth move or, like, anything in here is going to close on us.
Yeah, you can.
I'll give him help on that with my roguish sensibilities.
Well, why don't you do it, Gideon? I'll give you guidance.
Sure, I'm happy to do it. All right, baby. That is 24.
Ooh.
The worm's mouth itself is fairly crudely carved, but it seems to be just solid stone.
All right, I'll take a couple steps into the past the maw and just double check, see if anything happens.
All right, as you step into the mouth, you see the eastern wall is sealed by a rough stone door, but the western wall of this sort of mouth chamber is blocked by flesh, stinking, rotting flesh, and the sound of flies fills your ears in this narrow cavern.
We're supposed to be going east, right? Northeast to get to Rend?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
That was the last reading. Definitely traveled in different directions now.
Yeah, northeast from where we were at one point.
Oh, man.
What you thinking, Gideon?
I don't know how much Gideon knows about... Griffin is wondering about, like, a big purple worm, and maybe we're summoning with snacks. That's Griffin's wondering, but I don't know if Gideon knows about that. So I guess I would suggest the stone door, probably, if we don't have to fucking deal with that stink room.
I think Ilex would go to the stink and would try and shift some of the flesh to see what's being blocked there. Like, why? Why use flesh in this way? What's the stink? Like, it's not very subtle. Can I, like, try and take down some of this pile and examine the door behind it?
Yes, you can.
What kind of bodies are these? Humanoid?
No, the flesh itself is sort of large slabs of shapeless flesh, and they seem to be sort of roughly stitched together.
This is intentional.
And there does seem to be an opening in them. Think of it as sort of this sort of rotted, meaty gelatin.
Curtain?
Curtains. Rotten, meat curtains? Meaty, gelatinous curtains that are attached. Yeah, but you can, it looks like you could sort of force your L-seed flanks and body through the flesh.
I'm not doing that. Can I listen to the other side? Can I hear anything on the other side? Ew.
All right, yeah, go ahead and roll me a perception.
Disgusting. 14.
You do hear the faintest whispers. They say, Va'ash Tarupan Gorgetha.
What is this?
Well, I think it's that way, but I think it's disgusting.
Vash Tarupan Gorgetha.
Gorgetha, they're saying. That, like, Korgoth, like, it, I think we know the flesh door.
I think we have to go through the flesh door, you guys.
Through the meat curtain.
I don't think it's... If there's spooky chanting...
I pointed out to Chisk. I'm like, listen, did you hear that? I repeat the words.
Yes, Chisk, you would be able to hear it. What language do you speak, Chisk?
Oh, let me tell you, Kevin. I speak Common, Celestial, Dwarvish, Elvish, Gnomish, Infernal, Primordial, Sylvan, Undercommon.
Ooh. Oh my god.
All right, so... The
What did they say? What did they say?
Say something good, Kev. We're excited. Yeah.
So this is a low whisper in Infernal.
Yes.
And it says, "Speak Korgoth to save yourself."
Oh God.
Oh man.
Do you know what they're saying, Chisk?
Yes. Oh, I don't know if I want to say it out loud. It says, speak the name of which we know.
Yes.
To save yourself.
What?
So it's some ritual that we should probably...
Stop.
Yeah, get in there.
Do you recognize the voice, Chisk? Does it sound like Rend?
Does it?
It sounds like the crypt. No, it doesn't sound like Rend. It's a very sort of hollow whisper voice. Va'ash Tarupan Gorgetha.
Yes, Maeve? You're going to say something.
Would I... Chisk, give me your hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Maeve turns into a worm.
No, I'm going to take the dagger that I have, and I'm going to just make a teeny little cut on Chisk's hand, just to see... I'm going to lick his blood.
Okay.
Oh...
And I am doing this.
Do you guys need a moment? Do you want to be somewhere sort of private for this?
No, don't be weird,
I trust you.
I just want to know. I need a frame of reference to see if there is any piney blood that has ever been on that altar.
Oh.
Are you going to lick the altar after?
I'm not going to lick the altar, Gideon. Okay, getting a baseline.
I'm just worried for your health. People would argue
with a piney is more of a baseboard, isn't it?
Nice.
God, no.
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 You can't joke about that.
Thank God that was a tree person in the party, or Kevin's joke well would run dry.
There is no piney blood in what you scented on the altar.
Ugh, okay. I'm so sorry I did that, Chisk. By the way, your blood is so completely unappealing to me, so that's good to know.
Yeah, it's a little sweet,
practically,
right?
it's like vegan. It would be like vegan.
It's like blood. It's plant-based blood.
It is mixed with maple syrup.
I wanted to make sure, you know, Rend hadn't been sacrificed or anything in any way. Just to put my mind at ease. I hear... You know, Ilex is talking about the chanting through the flesh door, and I'm thinking about Korgoth, the big demon worm, and I'm seeing this altar, and I'm seeing you, and it just made me draw some pretty scary conclusions. So as far as I know, Rend is still okay, hopefully.
Okay.
I'm sorry I cut your hand.
No, it's all right. Like I said, I trust you all. It's the best thing we can do right now is to trust each other.
I'm going to kind of take out my dagger of returning and kind of give a nod to the group. And I'm going to start sneaking through the meat curtains.
The meat curtains.
Yeah. I'll use my bow and try and draw back part of it to create an opening.
Right.
To let I'll stand to the side to try and let Gideon go through.
Yeah, I'll take sneaky point.
I will say Korgeth in Infernal.
All right. You can then roll 2 20-siders for me, Gideon, please.
Is this a stealth check?
I will let you know when you tell me what your numbers are.
Jeez.
Okay.
Roll good, I guess.
Get to know.
My 2 20-siders are 5 and 9.
Those are the worst numbers.
Well, they'll become better numbers if I know if this is a stealth check or not.
Yes, so this is going to be a constitution saving throw.
Fuck. Okay, so my best is 11.
Oof. Ish.
All right, Gideon. You can do as your best. As like you press the curtain of flesh, you feel just the slightest pinpricks along your skin. There's just a wave of nausea that passes over you and fades. But it doesn't fully fade. You have a sick feeling on your body.
Gideon?
Oh, boy.
Fast. So, okay. Everyone be careful coming in here.
Are you okay? What do you see?
What's going on?
If I haven't got that far, I'll just kind of back out of the meat curtains and go, it smells really bad in there. I'm going to freaking yarf, I promise. And then I'm going to start sneaking back into the meat curtains and try and keep going.
All right.
I'm going to I'll take off my pirate bandana and I'll kind of put it around my nose and mouth, bandit-like, to try and stop some of the nausea.
All right. So it's kind of a thick-headed, slight fever feeling.
Jeez, gross.
Should we follow him?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
We gotta stick together.
Very good.
Okay.
Oh, that's the sound of somebody who's gonna yarf. For sure.
You'll feel better if you do.
Yeah, true.
Do you want me to hold your fur back?
I've never thrown up in my life.
Really?
Gideon?
Well,
I don't know what that's like. I'm scared.
We follow through the meat curtains.
All right, I'll get you.
I go last.
Find a new term.
We can't keep saying it.
Why not? It's established.
It's lore now.
I'm gonna yarf.
All right, got a constitution saving throw from each of you.
Should I make another one, or am I tanky? Am I fucked already?
You don't need to make another one, Gideon.
Careful, DM, answer, Cork.
I have an advantage against poison on saving throws. Is this poison? Is this kind of considered poison?
It's not considered poison, I'm afraid.
Fuck.
Don't you also have something against disease, or am I thinking of paladins?
Is it disease?
It's paladins.
It is disease, yes.
There we go. Let's go, man.
I get advantage.
Let's go, man.
I rolled a nat 20. I'm a mover.
I did not, but I got... Oh, wait, you did. Oh, my God. Yay.
Let's go. Mother.
You wouldn't believe the shit I've seen.
The diapers I've changed.
That's right.
Please.
Blowouts up the back. You wouldn't even know.
This is nothing.
Oh, my God. Explosion poops.
All right.
I rolled a 9.
Oh, we're all done.
Are we done talking about diapers? No. No. I got a dirty 20.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. So you all feel that same sort of light touch scrape of just the finest sharp claws across your flesh. But only Gideon seems to be affected by it.
Gideon, didn't you roll an 11?
Yeah.
I rolled a 9.
I know, Chiskin. You didn't feel anything at all.
Interesting. At all?
What?
Guys, I'm good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it because you've already been through here? Something like that. It can't take it. Let's keep going. Let's just keep going.
Oh, I spoke Korgeth. I said Korgeth.
Could be that. Could be that.
Okay, repeat after me.
I didn't get me because I'm so fucking strong.
Repeat
so.
After me. Korgeth.
I'm scared. You want me to do it? I'm scared. I'll do it if you want me to do it.
I don't want you to yarf.
Trust each other.
Breathe through your nose.
Your mother's... So socks in hell.
Wait, okay. What?
Who the hell's that?
Who the fuck was that?
All right.
Sure, I go, oh, poor Gethda.
The accent was a little off, but that's okay. Oh.
That's right. Leviosa.
Do I feel better? Tell me I feel better.
No, you do not feel better.
Damn it. Oh,
sorry. I'm possessed and diseased.
Yep. My apologies.
All right, I'll keep going.
All right. This opens into a large room. The walls and floor of this cavern smell rank, like a decaying corpse, and the ground squelches beneath your feet.
Oh.
I whisper to my friends, you know, this one time, my daughter brought back a rabbit, and she let it rot under her bed for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Alex, please.
There's nothing to be scared of. This is very normal. We're okay.
I'm scared. Oh.
I grew up around decay. I know a lot of things about it. This is next level.
No, this, oh, God. We're going to be fine. We're going to be just fine. We're strong.
All right. And the cavern itself is sort of in a rough U shape. So there are sort of two ways to go. On the northeastern passageway, you can see now an actual worm mouth. Not the stone carving, but a literal skeleton of a giant worm. It's not pure skeleton. It's sort of flesh dripping off of it. And on the other side, you see a rough stone door in amongst the flesh that lines the walls and floor and ceiling of this room.
God, I'm fucking sick of having to make choices. I just need to know where we're going.
You also see sort of scattered throughout the room these 5-6 foot long bulges.
Oh, God, how much do you want to bet there's people in the bulges?
I bet there's people in the bulges. Should we start there?
Yeah, or it's birthing new worms.
I go up and I examine one of the bulges. Does it look like it's been consumed, or is it an egg sac? Can I tell what this is?
All right, so you can give me an investigation or a perception.
Yeah, I'll give you perception, sort of looking for shapes and movements and things like that.
Okay. Man,
I hope our next enemy is the frickin' Clean Prince of Laundry Land. I'm done.
I hope it's Mr. Clean himself. I want to fight the bald genie.
Yes, clean my clothes. It was a 16 perception.
There is definitely a body in there.
Fuck.
As a clawed hand erupts from the membrane.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And grabs at your ankle.
I cut it with my hatchet.
All right. Let's get into initiative, everybody.
We're fighting in the worst fucking place we could ever possibly fight.
It sucks in here.
All right. Make it quick. Let's go.
Gideon?
25.
All right. Ilex?
20.
Maeve?
100.
100. Yes.
5.
Oh, my God.
6 million.
10.
See, the fact that I asked them in that order doesn't mean that I think that's what your initiative is.
No, no. The fact that you had to clarify that means that that's what you were thinking.
Not at all. Not at all. Don't worry about it. Don't.
To be clear, only one bulge has erupted.
They have all started to tear, so you know where they basically are. where they are.
It's okay.
This is big dragon nest energy.
All right. So as this creature grabs at Ilex, what are you up to, Gideon?
I'm going to kind of swallow some Ralph that's creeping up my throat. And then I'm going to run to, let's say, like the furthest bulge from us. And I'm going to stab down into it with my two swords before it starts to get up fully.
Nice.
As you run, you find yourself running past one. If you want to go to the farthest one, you'll be looking at a dark creature. And there'll be one basically behind you.
Oh, this one looks different?
It does. It is
for sure.
Deeper shadow.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll definitely swipe on that one then. That one's bad. It's still prone?
That's a good question. I would say yes, it is still prone.
Okay, great. I'll take my two swords and I'll just stab down on both. Oh, that's a nat 20, baby.
Hell, it is. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, fuck. All right. I'm going to do this first attack first in case it kills it.
Hachimachi, that's a lot of dice. Hold on.
Let's reckon go.
Smells like a sneak attack up in here.
Oh, you know it.
Amen.
Praise be the sneak. My God. Yeah, hold on. 25 automatically, and then another 15, and then another 5. So 45 piercing damage.
That's a lot of damage. No!
Also, Griffin, I just want to make sure you got the luck point from failing the saving throw.
Oh, thank you. I didn't. Bless you, Diego.
All right. I think that's just your first attack, isn't it?
That is just my first attack. So I'll do my second offhand attack.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's a 26.
26 is a hit.
This one will be less good.
And it also, you know, that's with advantage also, right? Because they're prone.
Yeah. That one's that one's only one damage. So 46. Just remember the number 46 together.
Wait, your second attack did one damage?
I don't get to add anything, so I don't get to roll a d6.
Oh.
Oh my God, your one hand is like super buff and the other
one is like I drive down the sword and I go, kia, and I almost forget that I go, oh, and I just kind of like hit the kneecap of the zombie. Whoops, got you again.
You have cut deeply into this creature.
Oof. Very good, very good.
Okay.
Is it a shadow, you said? Like some kind of, like a wraith looking thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah. This one! Kill this one first if you can!
Be there in a second.
All right, Hylix.
Me next.
You are.
And I chop it off, trying to cut off its hand. They're okay. Prone. I have advantage on melee attacks.
You do.
22 to hit.
All right, so you chop down at that thing.
I'm going to do not that much damage. I'm not that good with my axes. 8 points. Can I back up from it and then draw my bow and use my second attack to shoot? I'll risk the opportunity attack.
Yes, you can. So it is going to try to hit you for sure as you back up. Gets 18.
18, it will hit.
Not too bad. 11 damage.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Shape.
Hylix.
Yeah, I scramble back away from it. I need to get some distance here. I draw my bow, and although it is prone, so I'll shoot with disadvantage, I'm going to try and shoot it in the ground. That's a 28 to hit.
Oh,
with
my
disadvantage?
Gosh.
Ooh. I rolled an 18 and a 19.
Oh my
poor
God.
Poor blammy.
17 points of piercing damage.
So you skewer this thing, but it is still rising up.
Yeah, I back away Holy from crap. It. If we had just come in the door, I'll sort of move to the side so that we're not all clumped up. And I'll put my back against the wall.
Okay. The creatures now are moving.
Oh, God.
So this dark, shadowy creature that seems to be more shadow than flesh reaches out to smoke-filled limbs. The hand is indistinct, but it is reaching for you.
Oh my God. Oof. I thought he was just going to say, reach out to smoke Gideon.
It's more threatening. All right. Did Gideon's damage do as much as we would expect it to do?
I will tell you in a second.
Oh, that's interesting.
What you mean? What you mean, Kevin?
Yeah, it seems to be quite badly hurt, absolutely.
Okay.
But one hand grips you, and I need another constitution saving throw, please.
Oh, man. Okay, I rolled a 2, so I am going to burn 3 of my luck points and give myself advantage on
Let's
that.
Let's go, luck.
That's better. 17.
When this thing grabs you, you feel this necrotic damage flow into you, and you can feel this chill reach into your body, past the feverish scratches on your body, but you are able to shake this off before it begins to eat into your soul.
Not my soul!
Your soul! Not my soul. Not
I'm certain soul. That need that.
Its other hand reaches around.
Oh, God.
No!
What? Fuck.
Oh, dear. It critically touches you now, Griffin.
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Critically touches me?
That's bad.
Not my critical areas.
That's bad.
In your critical zones.
Straight to jail.
Critical zone.
Straight to jail.
My glowing weak point.
Gideon, you got a 20 last time, didn't you?
I did crit on it, yes.
We never did the critical hit on it.
Oh!
Only reason Kev remembered that is because he's about to do it on me. That's not good. Thank you for being fair, Kev.
Yes. So, roll me an 8-sider for your critical damage.
5.
Oh, you are lucked out because the creature is stunned for one round.
Ooh, babies.
Oh my god. So wait, all the damage is
undo.
The damage you just took, you do not take.
Control.
Yes! I'm gonna give my luck points back then.
Thank god.
Yep. Phew. Thanks, Kev. Oh, I forgot too.
All right. Phew. So it doesn't do anything. It's frozen there, reaching for Gideon.
So it's still prone, right?
Yeah, I guess it would be, because it wouldn't have had a chance to rise up. So it's prone and stunned.
Amazing.
God bless our house rules.
just a tiny admin thing. I'm going to use my second wind and get some hit points. My last second wind, because I'm struggling. Okay.
I have no more healing die to give you. I am so sorry.
I know.
So another sort of creature lurches out of its womb and reaches for Ilex.
No, come on. Don't hurt her.
Oh, and it fumbles.
Speaking of charts.
I can't get in the shins.
Ilex, I'll get you to roll an 8-sider to determine what happens with this fumble.
2.
Oh, dear. It managed to hit itself.
Been there, done that, idiot.
Oh, it's critical zone.
It critically touches itself.
All right.
Aw.
It clubs itself for 9 points of damage. It's still, though, reaching for you with its second attack. But it only got a 10 the second time, so it missed you. Another one erupts out of the ground and stumbles forward.
Oh, how many out there in total?
There are 5 in total.
5?
Okay, all right.
Shit, you guys, I can't do this very long.
All right, this one is heading towards Gideon. Gideon, you see one of these creatures shuffling towards you. Oh, but can't quite reach you.
Yeah, my critical zone is too far.
Chisk.
Tahuti, grab me more spell slots, please.
Tahuti, grab me.
Tahuti, my spell slots.
I need more spell slots. This is so much fighting.
Chisk says, Tahuti, grab me.
No, Tahuti, grant me, I said.
Oh.
Grant me more spell slots. I'm going to come over to Ilex.
In the range of the creature or
in range of the creature, yeah, in range of the creature. But before I do that, I'm going to cast Sacred Flame on it.
Okay.
So it needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
It gets an 8.
An 8 will fail.
Very good, very good.
That is 7 points of radiant damage to the creature. To the creature.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
Sounds like something from Harry Potter.
Chisk.
I'm just going to stand kind of in front of her, guarding a little bit. I said, what? Hit me! Hit me!
What, bro?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say that in Inferno, by the way.
What?
All right. That's pretty good.
A frat boy bar fight.
All right, Gideon, this thing swings its mace at you and it gets a 18.
So wait, what are the things? There's a wraith and then there's disgusting bulge bodies?
Yes, there's 4 disgusting bulge bodies and one wraith.
Okay.
This is the third disgusting bulge body.
18 does hit.
All right.
I turn to the group and I say, be careful, they had maces in their bulge sack. Weapons.
All right, Gideon, you receive...
As a gift, you receive...
As a gift, you have received...
Look under your chairs.
That's right.
4.
9 points of damage from the mace.
Okay, I will uncanny dodge that, so I'll take half.
All right.
So wait, 5, right? We round up?
Round down.
4. Eat it.
Oh, and the second mace is a 19.
Same guy attacked twice?
It is.
Son what the fuck? All right.
Two maces.
Two maces, two no maces. Waiting. But this time it's only a 3 damage.
Okay, I'll take that. Oh, right to the chin.
Maeve.
I hold the dagger from Tamandi in my hand, and I bolster myself, muster up all my strength, and I run all the way across the room to the bulge monsters that are fighting Gideon. And I'm going to make sure I have all my ducks in a row before I continue. I do have my ducks.
There they are.
My ducks are in a row.
They are quacking. I cast Green Flame Blade on the dagger. And I'm going to swing at the little stinky man right in front of me.
Okay. Oh,
21 to hit.
That hits.
Yes.
Creature.
Okay, good. Yay. Okay, good. Oh my god, it's finally working out for me.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I am glad.
That's what glad people say.
Things are finally going my way.
Okay, so it's only 4 piercing damage on the little disgusting bulge boy.
Yes.
But 10 fire damage, and also the flame leaps to the little sickly wraith boy.
Sickly and that wraith does, boy.
That does 11 fire damage to him.
How does the flame destroy the white?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you see it scorch across the first little weenie bulge boy and leap hungrily to the white, and it just God. Like fully engulfs him, like serpent style, winds around him, and he disintegrates into ash.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, excellent. Babe, anything else?
We're good.
The other lumbers forward and is distracted from Ilex by Chisk being right there.
What?
There's just the bulge boys now, right?
Bulge just boys.
The first attack misks. Misks.
Misks.
Misks. Misks. Misks. Misks.
Chisks.
The second attack is a 12. I assume that's also a miss?
Misses.
Hell yes.
That's a misk, yeah.
Gideon, we are back to you.
Yeah, man, a white was way worse than what I thought that was, so that's good. I will swipe on the two bulge boys beside me, whichever one is more hurt. That's an 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
I'm going to do these separately in case I start hacking
doing
through
kill.
People. 20 piercing damage on this bald boy.
Hell yes.
It is looking pretty badly hurt.
Hell yeah. I'll take a second attack, or rather my offhand attack at the burnt ends. Here we go. That 22 to hit. Again, this won't be as impressive. Yep, that's another 1 damage.
Hey, every little bit counts.
It is badly hurt.
Nice.
But still going.
That's Alex. Right. Every little bit counts.
I'm going to try and point blank shoot this thing that's beside me at disadvantage. <All right.
laughs> With disadvantage.
Over my, like, I imagine it's behind me. And so I, like, reach behind my flanks and shoot over my shoulder. It looks pretty cool, but it's a bit hard to
like a cool Greek statue.
Yeah, like a cool pool shot.
Yeah. Disadvantage. That is a 15 to hit.
That is a hit.
Booyah, booyah.
And, fuck it. I'm going to mark this as a favored foe. I need these things to be dead. Let's add a little extra DiMaggio to that. 20 points of piercing and psychic damage.
Tell me how you end this creature.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it looks super cool. Like, I shoot over my shoulder, like I leap up a little bit, shoot over my shoulder, and then kick it with my hind leg.
Donkey kick.
Yeah, donkey kick.
Can I kick it?
And the flesh that was stuck to my hoof just sort of, like, gets in its mouth, and it chokes on it and falls dead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Ha, ha. Oh, dear.
I think you have another attack, too, don't you?
Oh, you're right, I do. I'm going to move so I can get a clear shot on the one that's on the other side of Chisk then. And I will attack that one. I don't have disadvantage this time.
You do not.
Does a 13 hit?
13 does hit.
Fuck, Ilex doesn't miss. You're right.
Ilex don't miss. I've been saying it for 2 episodes.
15 points.
You again erase another creature.
Is a good way to put that.
I turn to Chisk and I say, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming up here.
It's all good. I just, I'm tired. I'm very tired.
I know.
Sloth.
I know.
Sloth.
We're almost
Sloth.
There.
The, what did you call it? A bag boy? Bud boy?
Bulge boy.
Bulge boy.
Bulge boy.
A bellhop.
A bellhop.
Bulge boys.
The undead bellhop. Lunges for you for your baggage, Griffin.
Not baggage.
Whoa, his baggage.
His critical baggage.
No.
No.
I have a lot of mommy issues.
That's true. Gideon has double the mommy issues of, yeah, like, the rest of us.
A his 19 life is a mess. Does hit you.
Oh.
And you take his 8 points from the first shot.
Okay, I will uncanny dodge that one.
Oof.
Oh, all right.
So I'll take
the
4.
The second shot is also a 19.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, and another 8 damage.
Wait, you're saying shot. Is he hitting me or is he shooting me?
He is. He's hitting you.
Oh, okay. Another
with
8 damage.
With his fists.
Fuck. All right.
Holy shit.
Okay, Jisk.
I am going to go into my bag and I'm going to stare into it for a second.
Okay, yep.
I'm going to pull out the shadow dagger. And I'm going to rush towards one of the bulge boys, and I'm going to stab it in the back of the neck.
Oh, this is the dagger we found in the tomb?
The coin of a million stars.
All right, so there's two bulge boys. One is badly hurt that just attacked Gideon and gave him a clop on the side of the head, and one that is unhurt.
Well, I want to see the full power of this dagger, so I'm going to go for the one that's not very hurt.
Next.
Sick.
Okay.
Oh, come on, dude. Do me good. Ooh, that's a 23.
A dirty 23, obviously.
What do you mean, dirty? Yeah, of course, the die doesn't roll above 20.
It's a natural 23, actually.
It's a natural 23.
I've been cheating this whole time.
I'm asking, did you get a 20? Or did you get an 18 plus 5?
I got an 18 plus 5.
Okay, so regardless, you hit.
Great.
I've been rolling with the D45.
Hit. A dirty hit. So what, does it do any special damage?
The dagger explodes.
What?
What?
Into bright, radiant light. And you do 4d10 radiant
holy
damage.
Holy shit, bananas.
Is the dagger, broken?
No, the dagger isn't broken, just that the light of stars come
okay, thank
off
God.
Of it.
Wow.
I don't have that many dice with me prepared.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Holy fuck. How many?
4d10. Good
nice.
God.
Oh, I do have that many. I do have that many. That's fine. Nobody panic.
Damn.
Nobody panic. 21.
You see sort of the light shoot out of its eyes and mouth, and it vaporizes.
That was fucking awesome!
Maeve, back off. This is a dangerous dagger.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited.
Only me and Chis can hold it. Chis, come over here.
No.
Okay, sorry.
So, once per long rest, you can do this this radiant star damage.
Holy shit.
Amazing.
Jesus.
I don't know if we have time to do a long rest before we see Ren, but no, still cool.
Probably not. That's okay.
There is one creature left. And it is still trying to get at Gideon.
Come on.
The first shot is a miss. And the second shot is, however, a hit. And this is 3 points of damage.
Damn.
Maeve.
Finish it, Maeve.
That green flame blade. Fuck it. It's already there.
Nah, we already know.
Speaking Inferno.
That's a dirty 20 to hit him.
It is a hit.
3 piercing. You're fucking dead. 12 fire damage.
All right. Tell me how you end the last of the bag buddies or whatever you said.
He just saw his buddy explode into a million stars. He saw his big boss white boy get completely engulfed in green snake flame.
White boy.
I turn, I look at him, I shrug, and I stab him with the dagger, and he erupts into flame.
Play the fucking music, white boy.
And then that song plays.
All right. And we are out of combat.
I pull the dagger out of his body, his ashen body, and I just like clean it off, just like a little bit. It's not my dagger. It feels wrong to leave it dirty.
Absolutely. As the last of these creatures falls to the ground, you see the mouth from the northern entrance, the northeastern entrance.
Oh, shit.
The skeletal mouth?
The skeletal mouth.
Oh, don't.
Close.
Don't.
And then open again as a puff of green mist slides.
Hide.
And we will hold it there for today.
What the fuck? Hey,
wait, yeah. No, what's in the puff?
Tell us about the puff.
Oh, my God. What the puff? Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all of the puffy Midgard material. Two maps and melodies for the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work he did for the Die As Puff. Who's got stuff to talk about? Diego.
Hey, everybody. You can follow me on Instagram at Diego Straddle. I got new headshots recently, so go to my website at diegostraddle.com. Go look at them.
Go look at my headshots.
I'm pretty proud of them.
I better see some headshot reviews in the Discord. Okay, Maddie.
God.
Very good forehead. Hi, you can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith. And keep puffing on.
I'm going to put very good forehead on my resume.
You better. Really. That's good. My headshot review for you.
Yeah. Emma.
Hi. I'm on Instagram at CinderemmaB, and I would like to plug Puff the Magic Dragon. Excellent song.
Excellent.
Dad, and here you go, and recommend your favorite Puff song. Go ahead, Dad. And Kevin, Dad. Dad, Kevin.
Dad, Kevin.
You can Kevin find Dad. Us on the Die Has Cast on Facebook.
What?
And the website,
diehascast.com. He's being shy.
I've led a very sheltered life.
If you hold out a plate of lightly salted almonds and shake them gently, you might get him to like coax them out.
You just have to be really still.
He really did have a nut phase. He was like there was like jars of mixed nuts in our cabinet.
Oh, I think that might be my current phase.
You're in your nut
my
era.
God. I've dug my own grave here. You can follow me on all platforms at Griffin Cork. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diazcast.com. And we get in the Discord. I want you in the Discord. I'm not going to say it again, but I will say it again.
Say it every time.
I want you to get into the Discord. We'll see you all very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.